You know what, man? I just realized one of the most beneficial, greatest things about Disney World that I can think of for me personally. And that is, unless I bring somebody with me, or I specifically go to a specific store or place in Disney World, there is almost a 98% chance that I will never, ever run into anyone that I know, have ever seen before, have ever seen me before. Everybody in Disney World, I am pretty sure, even though it's a well-traveled place, but I am pretty sure don't know me. Except for, like I said, I do know about, let me guess, about 10 people that work there. But they work in specific stores. Some of them work in stores, some of them, I think three of them work in the store and the other seven work in different resorts. But if I don't go to those places, and even if I do go to those places, I have to specifically look for them. So it's like when I go there, I feel so free, man. I feel free. I don't have to worry about nobody asking me nothing. I don't got to worry about speaking to nobody. I ain't got to worry about being, I mean, I'm always polite to people, but I ain't got to worry about being friendly and conversational. Hey, how you doing? How you been? And all this other shit. I could just relax and enjoy myself without having a reunion. Like it is when, you know, around the city where you live. Every time I go outside where I live at, because I've been living here my whole life, I run the risk of running into somebody. Well, every time I come home, not where I live at, but every time I come home where I grew up at, I run the risk of running into somebody I know and have to go through that long ass, how you been doing and what's going on, all this shit. And the majority of the time, it's people that I never really cared for in the first place. I didn't really necessarily like hate them or dislike them. It's just, we wasn't really, it's not a person that I really care about seeing, you know what I'm saying? So it's very annoying, but I don't go through that when I go to Disney World, man. I feel free. I feel so free. I feel like I'm invisible inside of a large crowd of people, and I'm not paying attention to them, they're not paying attention to me. I remember when I was younger, my friends, because I grew up in the hood, you hear what I'm talking about? Not glorifying it. I wish I didn't grow up in the hood. I'd rather grew up in a real rich neighborhood. I used to beg for it. Please, Jesus, take me to a rich neighborhood. I don't want to grow up in the hood. That wasn't my thing. I didn't want to be in the hood. It's just, those were the hints. That's what I was dealt. You feel what I'm saying? That's just what I was dealt. So, the people I knew people I associated with, kind of. Used to always think it was strange, some of the places I went. And they weren't even strange places. Like, what I would do is, I would go to museums. I ain't no chance of the drug dealers and the guys that I hung out with in school or whoever hung out on the block, they won't go be in no damn museum. So I used to go to museums a lot. I used to go downtown a lot. No way they going downtown. That's where the police station at, in the courthouse. And you know what I'm saying? That's the only time they going downtown. They try to stay as far away from downtown as possible. I used to go there a lot. I used to love to go downtown. That's probably my number one spot. And I used to go way out to this place. I don't even want to say the name of it because I'm giving too much information away. I call it Bakersfield. I used to go way out to Bakersfield. That's what we gonna call it, Bakersfield. I used to go out to Bakersfield and chill. Bakersfield was, it wasn't necessarily an outdoor mall. It was more like a, I don't know how to describe it. Because it was a mixture between apartments and a lot of stores. There was movies out there. There was a lot of department stores, a lot of good restaurants. Like I said, it was a lot of apartments too, a lot of hotels and resorts, and it was just, it was an all-inclusive type of place. You got your resorts, you got your movies, you got your shopping, you got your dining, you got your grocery stores, you got Macy's, you got a sporting goods place, you got Sears. Yeah, it was that kind of place. It kind of reminded me of Disney Springs, but on a smaller level. Yeah, I used to go out there a lot. And people would be like, man, you going out there, man? Dad, that's too far away. That's like going out of town. It wasn't nothing but like 35 minutes away. And they consider that going out of town where I lived at. Like, damn, that's out of town? It wasn't out of town. It was just a place that they would never go. It was too, I don't even know the word. I ain't gonna say upper class. It was a lot of rich people. That was the rich side of town for sure. Yeah. $1 million houses right around the corner and everything like that. Yeah. But I used to be out there a lot. And I never felt uncomfortable because I wasn't paying attention to them. You know what I'm saying? I never felt uncomfortable. But, I used to love to do that. Was another spot, the beach. I used to go to the beach, can't swim worth a lick. And it wasn't the swimming. It wasn't the swimming. I never really went to the water. You know what I'm saying? The water was right. See, I don't know how y'all beaches set up. Where I grew up at, it was like 5 beaches, some islands, all types of stuff. We surrounded it with water. But the way all the beaches set up around here, and probably every beach set up the same way. You got all our beaches were separate towns. The town of so-and-so beach, the town of this beach, the town. They had their own police station, their own schools, they own fire department, they own everything. It was like they were separate from the city. They had their own everything. Their own mayor. Everything was different. Yeah. So you have this water, the beach itself, then behind that is a street. And then behind that is another street. I never went to the water. I was just always chilling on the street behind it on the boardwalk or something. Cause there's a lot of nice houses. I mean, near nice houses on the boardwalk. It's a lot of nice restaurants, a lot of nice shopping, a lot of nice this and that. You know what I'm saying? So I used to love to do that. But I never went on the water. I just like checking out the houses, cause these are beautiful houses, man. It sounds silly walking around looking at houses, but if you saw them, you'd be like, this is amazing. Yeah, $1 million houses, beautiful houses, man. Just checking them out, man. Just walking around, chilling. I mean, and the thing is, I used to tell my friends, like, why you go down there, man? That's just stupid. Well, I'm telling you like this. And this is my preference. There ain't gotta be nobody else's preference. What would you rather do? Chill in the hood around abandoned houses, crackheads and drug dealers and bassheads and gangsters and walk around these blocks? Or would you rather walk around $1 million neighborhood with $1 million houses and millionaires and rich people and security and all that type of shit? You make your choice. And that's what I used to do. I used to make my choice. Obviously, I couldn't be in these places too often, but whenever I could, as much as possible, I used to venture out. Yeah, at least once, twice a week, I used to take adventures to the rich neighborhoods and to kind of upscale places. And you know another thing, when I got a job, the girls, my girlfriends, and all types like that I used to mess with, man, they loved me. Cause one thing I used to love to do, I used to spend my money, my paycheck. I used to love to go to a fancy restaurant. Yeah, I used to love to go to a fancy restaurant. I don't know why, man. I used to love to go to a fancy restaurant. Maybe I thought it was, I don't know why. I thought it was, like, I don't know. I can't even give you the explanation why I love to spend my money at a fancy restaurant. As broke as I was a dishwasher. But I used to spend that dish. So instead of going to a fancy restaurant, we went to Bojangles, which was cool for me, man. It saved me a lot of money. Nowadays, I'm not a restaurant person at all. I'm not. I really ain't. I'm a cook at home type of guy. Yeah, I really am. I'm not a good of a cook, but I really try to cook my own food than trust somebody else to cook it. Nowadays, yeah. And plus, I'm a lot more smart with my money. I was stupid with my money. That money I was spending in the restaurants, I could have been saving a lot of it. It was just dumb. Trying to, you know, certain people, when I was one of those people, when I was like 16, I'm talking about 16, 17, 18, when I was that age, trying to act like you got money when you really don't have any money. I'm 16, I ain't even got no car. And I'm going to five-star restaurants. You know what I'm saying? I should have spent my money somewhere else. Yeah, I'm still living at home with my parents and going to five star restaurants. Ain't got no car. Spending all my money on clothes. Had to get a haircut every week. All types of just to give off the appearance. A lot of people still do that nowadays. People love to give off the appearance that they have money, even though they dead broke. Not saying you should look broke, but I'm just saying that's just what it was. I was just trying to give off the appearance that I had money that I didn't. I listened to a lot of rap music about them bragging about money, and I thought that was cool. So I wanted to make it seem like I had something too. But back to Disney World. That's another reason that I disappear a lot and hang out there, you know what I'm saying? And maybe one day, but the difference between now and then is social media, and blogs, YouTube, and all that shit. It wasn't like it is now. You can't make no money off of that shit then. I would have been doing a podcast and making blogs and trying to make money off the beaches and the places I was going in, like I do now. But back then it was just, you know, it was just me having fun. But I was about to say maybe one day I might look back and say like, damn, you're spending all this money on Disney World where you could have been saving it. But I make it back. You know what I'm saying? I make back at least what I spend to get in on just putting out content. I at least make that much back. And then a little bit more, but ain't like I'm rich or something. I just make what I, you know. And it's, I don't think I'll regret it. I think, matter of fact, I think I'll opposite of regret it. I think I should, I wish that I had went more. So, but again, man, that's all I want to say. That, that's one of the biggest pluses of Disney World for me personally is I never see anybody I know.